Good evening, everyone. The scripture that I'll be reading tonight is 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 7, as listed up there on the overhead. Paul wrote the second letter of Corinthians from Macedonia, and he wrote it to the church in Corinth. Paul wanted to strengthen their faith, but used some very, very strong language to correct and teach their weak ways. Most of the members responded in a true righteous spirit. There were, however, those who did not listen and did not heed to the word. The church in Corinth was weak. They struggled with their faith and also struggled with their lifestyles. Paul set up the contribution to help the poor. Many of the Asian churches, Macedonia, Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, gave liberally even though they were very, very poor. They even gave more than they expected. This is true sacrificial giving. The real point of giving is not so much the amount that we give, but why and how we give it. God does not want us to grudgingly give. Instead, He wants us to give out of love and with a cheerful heart. In chapter 8, Paul explains and defends his beliefs about giving. Paul asked the Christians of Corinth to follow through on their commitment and hope that the news of the Asian generosity giving would encourage the Corinthian believers and motivate them to solve their problems and unite in fellowship. The Corinthians excelled in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in love. Paul wanted them to excel in the grace of giving as well. So the real question for us, how well does each of us, our giving, measure up to the standard set by the Asian churches? Giving is a natural response of sincere love. Let us now read 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 7. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that you gave, that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did so as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving.
Number 29. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.
To Thee, my
surrender all. All to Thee,
Jesus,
I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Will you bow with me in prayer, please? Our Almighty God in heaven, how we thank You and praise You for being the only true and living God. We just praise Thee, Father, for the wonderful blessings of our life, for the fact that You have blessed us with all the needs of life until this very moment in time. And, O God, not only in this life, but You've blessed us with all the spiritual needs we need by the giving of Your Son, Jesus, that we can now have eternal life if we but live according to Your will. Oh, how we praise You, Father. We thank Thee and praise You for all the wonderful gifts that You've given us in this life, for this beautiful, wonderful, free, prosperous nation in which we've been so privileged to live in our lifetime. It has truly been a blessing, Father, and we pray Thy continued blessing upon this great nation. Oh, how we pray for the continuance of freedom, so we might be able to continue to worship Thee in freedom, that we might not be persecuted as Thy children have been in other times and other places. And, oh, Father, how we pray for this nation now in the time of trouble, when the financial disaster that has so shaken the people of this nation. We just pray, Father, that if it be possible in Thy sight, good might come of this terrible affliction that we have. And, Father, we're so thankful to Thee for Thy church paid for with the blood of Thy dear Son, Jesus. And we just pray that we can do Thy will here on this earth as it is in heaven. So thankful for the church that meets here at this place, Father. And now we are faced also with that financial disaster. We pray, Father, that as we look into Thy word and hear Thy word, we can learn from it, such as the scriptures that were just read by Brother Calvert. That we can learn the lesson that was taught to them at that time, and that we can realize that the need is just as great today to us, and the command and the lesson is to us just as much as it was to them in that time. Oh, how thankful we are to learn how the Macedonians, out of their great affliction and their deep poverty, gave so willingly of their funds to be able to finance the need of the ministry of Paul and the brethren and the saints. We just pray, Father, that we can learn how they so loved the Lord and gave themselves to the Lord first, and then gave themselves to Paul in the ministry. We prayed, Father, they prayed, Paul, that he'd receive that gift of theirs. And we just pray, Father, that You help us in the same manner, that we can also give, and our giving might be acceptable to Thee. Also, let us learn, Father, and remember that Paul exhorted Titus and the Corinthian church that they might also be of the same liberal mindedness and the love of the Lord and give. Help us, Father, to gain from this lesson that we might truly be servants of Thine, Father, giving ourselves first to Thee and then to the ministry. Bless us now as we continue through this service. Oh, how we thank You for our Lord Jesus and all that's possible through that. Forgive us, Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
I'll be continuing to read from the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 8 through 15. I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that as through you through his poverty might become rich. And here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish that work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. Then there will be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little.
Number 268.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou my ransom be.
Let us pray. Dear God, we can never fully appreciate what it is that you have given us that has the most value to us, and that is that you sent your Son Christ to die on the cross on our behalf. We know that he went through terrible things here on life, or here on earth, as he went through his life. He gave up so much there in heaven. He had it all. It was perfect. It was comfortable. He truly was a God. But he came here to live as humans, as we do, feeling pain and suffering, and went through that all freely, that we may one day spend eternity with you in heaven. We pray that as we think about our giving, that we remember how much has been given to us, and that is salvation through your Son. We pray that we will analyze our own budgets and always compare what it is that we give to what we have been given, and that we will realize we can truly never give enough, but we pray that we will each look at what we can give, that if we can give more, that we will, that others that cannot, that we can all be equal in supporting what it is that Christ came here to start, and that was the church, which is what has led us all to be here tonight as one focused mind, worshiping you and remembering your Son and how he came to die on the cross. We pray that above all we will remember that, and we thank you for that. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading tonight from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 through 15. And as Brother Dan had mentioned earlier, he read just prior, the selection just prior to this, location. And we want to remember that the Corinthians didn't have a whole lot. They were pretty well beat. They were broke, and so, as a community, as a group, and Paul exhorted them to give, and they did. They went out of their way to give greatly. So with that, I'll read this now. I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. I got the wrong one here. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously and will reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God lives a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endure forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
And number 613, take my life and let it be.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thy own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee.
Let us pray. Again, Heavenly Father, as we approach Your throne of grace through prayer, we come thanking You so much for all the many favors and blessings that You've bestowed upon us. You've been so good to us, Father, and we appreciate it so much. But at this time, Father, we find ourselves in a situation where we need help. We need, Father, to increase our contributions in this congregation to the point of where we can continue with the programs that we have started with our young people and also with the outreach programs. And Father, we realize that everything that we have or ever will have belong to You. We pray, Father, that we will be able to come up with the extra money that we need so that we can continue Your work in this area. We realize, Father, through Your word that You advise us that if we sow sparingly, we will reap sparingly. And that we're supposed to give with generosity, without withholding from You. And Lord, we just pray at this time that we will be able to do the things that we'd like to continue doing. And Father, we realize that everything, again, that we have and ever will have belongs to You. And we need to keep that in mind, Father. We ask You to forgive us for the things that we do wrong. And help us ever, Father, to become stronger and learn more about You and Your ways. For all this we ask in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, New American Standard. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed thee in tithes and contribution? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until there is no more need, then I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it may not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. All the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
"449, none of self and all of thee.
Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee. When I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, yet he found me, I beheld him leaning on the cursed tree. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. Day by day his tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee. Brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more. Deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee, none of self and all of thee, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self.
Let's keep in mind the scripture that Paul read just a few minutes ago, how the Israelites were robbing God of the contributions that were due him. Let's keep that in mind as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we had just read in Malachi where the Israelites were robbing you, were not giving of their tithes and their offerings as you had commanded them to do. And you said that they were cursed because they did rob you. We pray that we will give unto you as we have prospered, that each one of us will take in mind and learn from what the Israelites did, that we will not do that, that we will follow you and we will follow your will, and we'll put you first in our lives, and that we'll put Jesus in our lives also. May we truly mean it when we sing the song, "None of Self and All of Thee." We also read a few moments ago where it said the Israelites, that if the Israelites would not rob you, that you would bless them. It said you would open the windows of heaven and bless them so much that there would not be enough room to receive it. We pray that each person in our congregation, each one of us, will give to you on the first day of the week as
as each one of us has prospered, and have you that, as you would have us to do, and that we will follow your will, and you will bless each one of us. You bless the whole congregation. May we give unto you as you would have us to do, and may we give you the honor and the glory in so doing, and in everything that we do. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you.
Almighty God, we come before you, Father, thanking you for this gathering. Father, we thank you so much for your scriptures, your holy scriptures, because we know through the scriptures that you created all things, and all things belong to you. And according to the scriptures, Father, we know how bountiful the people gave when Apostle Paul traveled from town to town to help the people in Jerusalem and other towns, how they had compassion on them. Father, we thank you for your bountiful blessings. And we just pray, Father, that we are faithful stewards into all that you provide for us. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings we receive through Christ, spiritual blessings. We know, Father, that you love us. Father, we pray that we do everything according to your will. And we ask you to be with this Christian family here, Father, as they prosper and they think about the things we need to do. We thank you, Father, most of all for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Prayers in his name. Amen. Amen.
Proverbs 11:24 through 26. And I will actually be reading just a little bit longer. There is one who scatters, yet increases all the more. And there is one who withholds what is justly due, but it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. He who withholds grain, the people will curse him, but blessings will be on the head of him who sells it. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor. Good seeks favor. But he who searches after evil, it will come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for all that you do for us, for all that you've given. And Father, now it's time for us to give back to you. And we just ask that you'll help us to open our hearts to give freely. We know if we give to you, great things can happen here in Grants Pass and throughout the world. And just please help us to have that open, free giving mind. You know, our number one goal is to go to heaven. Our number two goal is to take those with us, as we listen tonight at the beginning of service. And Father, sometimes we know the money has to be there in order to get your word out in the community, in the world. And for this, I ask that you help us to remember to give freely, and we will surely be blessed. Just ask you to help us to live for you in all we do. It's in your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
David was an old man, and he was preparing Israel for building the ark, or in the temple. And David himself gave liberally, and then the leaders of Israel followed his example, and then Israel followed their example. And then this is said in 1 Chronicles 29:10-20. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you. And of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people, who are present here, to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things, and to build the temple for which I have made provision." Then David said to all the assembly, "Now bless the Lord your God." So all the assembly blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the King.
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, beginning in verse 16, "Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?' So he said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.' He said to him, 'Which ones?' Jesus said, 'You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Our prayer this evening is to ourselves and of ourselves, because my experience in the 60 plus years as a Christian has caused me to know and to understand that all of us, without exception, do not give to the extreme limits. Some give more abundantly than others because they have greater abundance. But it is not the amount, it is not the figures, it is the heart and the mind of the person that is studying the situation of giving that will determine as to whether he is pleasing or she is pleasing in the sight of God. Let us bow and pray. Our Father, we give thee thanks for your greatness, for your love, for your concern for those of us that are your children. We pray, our Father, that we would eliminate from our lives the problems that we bring upon ourselves and the attitudes that we adopt from time to time. We pray, our Father, that we would look at the income with which you have blessed us and to sit down and meditate with other members of the family as relates to amounts, figures, and giving. We beseech you, our Father, to bless us continually as you have in times past. Help us to give accordingly as you have instructed us to. Jesus gave his all, and the income that we have is such a small amount relative to that great sacrifice. So in the future, for the purposes of this congregation, for the purposes of salvation for all of us, we pray that we will give generously and accordingly as we have the ability, that things might go forward with this congregation under the oversight of the eldership. In these things, we give you thanks and praise in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
At this time, we're going to begin shifting our minds towards the Lord's Supper. And during the singing of this song, if you are here and were unable to take the Lord's Supper this morning, if you'll come up and be seated in the front pews, you'll be served. If you're unable to come up for any reason, if you'll just raise your hand where you're sitting, we will be happy to bring it to you. Hymn number 752.
When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. There I walk amid the shade, while the lingering twilight fades. See that suffering friendless one, weeping, praying there alone. When my love for man grows weak, when for stronger faith I seek, to thy scenes of fear and woe, there behold his agony, suffered on the bitter tree. See his anguish, see
the worth of pain, learning all the might that lies in a full self-sacrifice.
As we prepare our hearts and minds to partake of this Lord's Supper, let us remember what our Lord and Savior has done for us. Remember how he willingly went to the cross and shed his blood that you and I and all mankind might have remission of our sins. As we partake of these emblems, let us think on these things. Let us give thanks for the bread. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your Son and his sacrifice for us. And we thank you, Father, for this bread that we can partake of and remember his body as he hung and died on Calvary's cross. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us bow again as we give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this fruit of the vine that we can partake of and remember the shed blood of your Son, the blood that cleanses us daily of our sins if we but follow your word. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For those that did not have the opportunity to give this morning, the tray will be left up here on the table. You may do so after services. Let us give thanks for the opportunity that we have. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for all the many, many blessings of this life that you afford us each day. For we know that all that we have comes from you. And Father, now as we give back unto thee, we pray that we might do so in a manner that would be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Brethren, I have to make an announcement. This all come about real quick. I didn't intend for it to happen so quickly. But we are going to be departing from the congregation here and going back to California. Our children has been after us for a long time to get down so they feel that they need to be close to us to take care of us. So we're going back to California in the next week or so. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that my wife and I have so much enjoyed this congregation. We love all of you. And we appreciate the efforts that those who preach the gospel here have done. They both do a good job, and we have good teaching here. And we will miss all of you very, very much. But pray for us, and we will be going to a congregation down there. I know a lot of people in California, in Sacramento area, so we won't be amongst strangers. Any time when you leave the church and you go to another one, you've got friends and you've got brethren. And I found that in all my time when I travel, it's so much fun when you go. You can walk into a church of Christ, and you are welcome, and you can worship the Lord wherever you are if you want to. Now, thank you so very much. Does anybody else have anything to say? If you don't, you want it, I'll say it. I would close it.
Thank you. We love you too. It's not easy.
I'm sure it's not. Well, I know you guys all love Paul and Hazel, and we're sure going to miss them. And that's sad news, but hopefully it'll be a benefit to you and your family. If you were not here Wednesday night, if you were not here this morning, you may not be aware, but we have asked members of our congregation to fill out a survey indicating what works you would like, not like, what works you think are necessary for us to cut in order for us to keep some of these things. The budget, as you know, has been low, putting financial burden on the church. And we'd love to raise our contribution and love to see that be the outcome. We'd love to see that be the answer. But anyways, I'm going to pass these out to anybody who has not received one. Again, the survey is asking you areas that you think are most, I don't know how to say that, cutting items. How do you say?
Prioritize.
Thank you. How do you prioritize to get rid of something? If you do not have one, please raise your hand. Any other members need a survey? And the passages we've read tonight are just amazing passages and touching passages and moving passages and passages that demonstrate God's power. And we know that, you know, Mike used the example this morning of the spoon that we give, and that God gives back a shovel. Open Bible study, March 24th. Subject's going to be on anger. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the many blessings you've given. For the church that's here, for the works that this church is a part of. We pray, Father, that your will is done here, that your church is glorified, that the people here are benefited, We pray, Father, that we put our faith in you, our trust in you, because we know, Father, what your will is. We are just tools in your hand. We pray, Father, that you use us to your glory. We pray, Father, that we have the kind of spirit that you would want us to have, that we give generously, Father, knowing that you will return to us more than we can ever imagine. Father, we know that your apostles said, Lord, we've given up so much. What will we have? And we know your Son answered them, that whoever has given up here will have much more in the future. Please help us to do your will in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen.